You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A new report has found overdose deaths in New Zealand over the past 5 years has increased over 50%, with alcohol and opioids being responsible for a large portion of the increase. People experiencing overdoses in New Zealand have little support from healthcare or police services, and with the increase of synthetic opioids arriving into the country, New Zealand could be underprepared for an opioid epidemic. I spoke to Sarah Helm about this overdose report, what can be done, and the funding of naloxone by Pharmac. What has driven the rise in overdose deaths over the past 5 years?
Yeah, look, we have a really tragic situation where we have lost 700 New Zealanders from 2017 to 2021, a five-year period. And there are a few major causes, one of which was we had a big spike of overdose fatalities from synthetic cannabinoids, particularly at the start of that period, although that continues to be an issue, particularly among people who have, you know, quite acute harm generally and trauma happening in their lives and homelessness, etc. And then we have also just had a steady incline of overdose fatalities from opioid, alcohol and benzodiazepines. That last group, or actually the opioids, that's things like methadone, tramadol, codeine even, morphine, oxycodone. And the benzos are things like diazepam, Valium, Xanax, those kinds of medications.
What support do people have when experiencing overdoses?
We have very little in place to prevent overdose in New Zealand at the moment, and in fact people may not even feel comfortable ringing for ambulance help in the situation because of the illegal nature of some of these substances and the way they're being used. So we're really calling for quite a change. The fatalities that we had last year equate to more than half of our annual road toll. That's how bad this is. So we need to step up our game. It could be far worse. We could be in a situation like North America is in, where they're losing tens of thousands of their people every year to opioid overdose. We're lucky in that regard, but we cannot rest on our laurels. We need to not let these lives have been lost in vain, and we really need to take action. So we're calling for a few different things, one of which is actually an overdose prevention strategy. I would really love the government to put some attention and focus on some measures, and we've also called for a pilot overdose prevention centre in the inner city Auckland.
But the growing increase of substances like synthetic opioids arriving into New Zealand, could this result in an opioid epidemic like other countries are currently experiencing?
Yes, yeah, so the opioids are really interesting. The cause of the mass fatalities in North America are twofold, one of which is their prescribing of opioids. So the OxyContin story people might be a bit familiar with sort of created an environment within which there were a group of people already addicted to opioids, and then fentanyl arrived in the middle of that and has created a huge, you know, wave of harm and death. In New Zealand, we have much tighter regulatory frameworks around medicine, so that's a positive on our side. However, our drug supply is an illicit market. It is completely out of our hands. We have, you know, it wouldn't take much for the drug supply to be tainted or adulterated with a powerful opioid. And in fact, we've already had a few notifications of fentanyl and a couple of other powerful opioids this year. So it wouldn't take much to see a wave of it. And if we get a wave of it, then the risk then becomes, aside from the deaths that we would see from that, the potential for it to become endemic, if you like, a group of people to start to use it domestically.
After campaigning from NZ Drug Foundation, MedSafe has approved naloxone for wider distribution. What does wider access to the substance mean for Aotearoa?
Yes, so naloxone is an opioid overdose reversal medicine. It literally helps to resuscitate people. We have been calling for it for 7 years here, so it's been painstaking. And we applied to MedSafe and asked for them to loosen the regulations around the injectable form. So what it will mean, it's actually written in a way that we didn't think we could still use it, and we went and asked our lawyers and they said that we could. So essentially it will mean that we can get this injectable naloxone out to the community of people that use drugs. We actually also want it to be going home with people who have been prescribed opioids, because the risk is still there. If you take an opioid and alcohol and combine it, the risk of overdose is very, very high if you take too much. So, and then the other thing that we've done is we've applied to PharmAc to fund the nasal spray version. Now, I've had a play with the injectable one. Well, I strongly encourage everyone to get some if they think they need it, but it's quite hard to use. We really want first responders. I want fire engines, policemen, etc. to be carrying this and feel like they can use it. Mums, dads, mates, you know, to apply that, be able to apply it easily. And so the nasal spray is really good for that. So we're applying for funding. I read a study not too long ago about Auckland University students and the risk around prescription medications. So I think one of the things that people don't realise is that the prescription medications that they're taking need to be considered when they're taking something else into their body, be it alcohol or an illicit substance, or taking extra prescription medications than they're meant to. And the particularly dangerous thing that came through in the report was taking two depressants into your body. So alcohol, opioids, benzodiazepines, they're all depressants, and if you have two of those in your body, the chance of overdose is so much higher. So we strongly encourage people to avoid mixing substances and to really question your doctor around what the risks are with any prescription medications. For some of these people in the report, they also had antidepressants, Panadol, codeine, etc. That's the kind of mix of substances you really, and medicines, you really want to think hard about what you're taking into your body and get advice.
That was Sarah Helm from the New Zealand Drug Foundation speaking about overdose deaths and naloxone availability in New Zealand.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.